Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. It is yet another live edition of the Alex Jones Show. It is already Thursday, the 11th day of March, 2004. We'll be live for the next 3 hours, and we're going to have wide open phones and a ton of vital news and information. And yes, this evening or this morning, depending on what time zone you're listening to us in, I'm going to be on the George Norrie Coast to Coast AM broadcast for several hours. I'll be on from the second hour on. So, big plug out there for that. And I have to tell you, I've been on a lot of national TV shows, but there's so many television channels that you don't really get a big response off TV. I get a bigger response going on some big radio station as a guest for an hour in Chicago than I get going on Good Morning America. So I have no idea what type of response we're going to get. That is, getting the word out, waking people up, talking to folks on over 500 marquee radio stations. So thank God that that show is having more and more hardcore guests on than it did in the past. I mean, you look at the schedule, about half the people coming on are, it's really intense stuff. I guess all part again of this this revelation of the method, or the putting out system. But look, the cat's out of the bag, and this is what the people want to hear. This is the truth. The New World Order is real in front of us, and everybody I talk to is upset about it. There was a talk show host that in the past, you know, would belittle me on air and go after me with the number one talk show in Austin. In the morning, and I saw him a few weeks ago, and he said, you know, I'm sorry, you were right, and the New World Order is real, I've researched it, man, I'm scared. Now he's like, hey, will you come on my show for a couple hours every month here locally, which I did this morning, Dale Dudley, on KLBJ FM, and then he's in there pitching the new owners, it's no longer owned by the Johnsons, yeah, pick up his show, and there's like serious discussions of trying to pick this show up, 2 hours of it, on their station. Which would be great, but look, again, it's not about Alex Jones. It's about the information. If we don't admit the king has no clothes, if we don't admit the world is round, if we don't admit that tyranny is unfolding around us, it's over. But if we just wake up and say, we don't like it, we're not going along with it, the globalists will back off. They will slow down their mad dash towards total martial law, FEMA camp, police state. And again, it's the best news I've got for you. I mean, everywhere I go, everybody I talk to, people that you know, would call up yelling at me 5 years ago, walk up to me and apologize to me on the street. And again, I'm just one guy putting the truth out, doing the best job we can. There are thousands of other prominent people who are also fighting the good fight against the New World Order, and millions of people down at the grassroots level taking action. And all of the kudos or slaps on the back go out to you, not to me. In fact, it irritates me when you call in and say, oh, Alex, you're so great, thank you so much, before you start talking. You don't have to do that on my show. I'm not some neocon socialist, okay? I'm doing what I'm doing because I love this country and because it's about survival for myself and my family to defeat this new world order. And I want to commend you, not myself, because we're all in this together. I don't want you behind me. I want you beside me. All right, we'll come back, and I want to get briefly back into the Masonic deal a few days ago with the guillotines, the black skull altars, and the torture chamber, basically blowing the guy's head off. Because we've done some more research on this, and this happens more often than you think. It's always, of course, an accident. Is it a ritualistic murder? And we'll get into the horrible explosion in Madrid, Spain. We'll also get into just global shares plunging. Look, it's all coming up. You don't want to miss this show. Stay with us.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition, another global transmission against tyranny here in the broadcast. As we blast out on the AM and FM dial, simulcast on the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and simulcast on Global Shortwave, WWCR, 9475 during the day and at night at 3210. All right, let's dive straight into the news. Explosions in Madrid burst open train cars, scattering bodies, killing more than 170 people and wounding more than 600 at the height of the rush hour commute, according to witnesses and Interior Minister Angel Acebes, if I'm pronouncing that right. A series of explosions blasted through passenger trains in the Madrid area today. The blast, which came just days before the Spanish general elections, were so powerful the train cars were burst open and bodies of passengers blown out into the roads. And don't worry, they'll catch a few patsies and torture the living daylights out of them. Putin's been caught blowing stuff up again, and now they're admitting that there's not even a real election in Russia. Same thing goes on in Spain. England, the U.S., over and over again, they blow stuff up right before elections, then you vote for whoever's in power to save you. The blast, which came just days before the Spanish general elections, were so powerful the train cars were burst open and bodies and passengers blown out into the roads. The explosions took place on trains packed with commuters just as they pulled in and out of stations. Medics were treating victims on the floor of at least one of the three stations affected by the blast. People carried out the wounded on makeshift stretchers. There were pieces of flesh all over the road, said one woman, Luz Ellen Busto, 42, who described and descended from a bus at a stop near one of the stations about 10 minutes before one of the explosions occurred. The train was in pieces, she said. I saw a lot of smoke and people running all over the place. I saw a body without a head lying face down. I started to cry. I saw a kid about 3 years old who was all burned. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast, but they think it was Arabs and not Baathist. I'm hearing that now. And I said Baathist. Baathist would be in Iraq. Basque, from the country of Basque, their mountainous region in Spain. But that's what's going on right now. It's just terrible. And now the number's up over 173. They've confirmed 173 dead, but they're still finding other bodies and body parts here and there. It's 400 injured and over 170 killed. Oh, the government will just take more of their freedoms. That'll be the answer. Everything's going to be okay. BBC News reports share hits by word economy fears. Suddenly I can't read properly. Shares hit by world economy fears. European stock markets have fallen sharply amid concerns about the strength of the global economic recovery. Now, again, this new recovery is Bush saying cheeseburgers are manufacturing jobs and exporting jobs is good. His economic commission has said all that in the last 3 weeks. Now, this is the Alice in Wonderland stuff you hear. Germany's DAX dropped 4% to reach its lowest level this year, while Spain's IBEX shed 3 after a series of deadly explosions in Madrid. There were also substantial losses for UK's FTSE 100, down by 2.5, and the French CAC 40, which lost 3.5. The falls followed a drop in U.S. markets on Wednesday after figures showed the U.S. trade deficit at an all-time high. The figures dismayed investors who had expected the drop in the value of the dollar to boost U.S. exporters and retain the deficit. It says adjustment due, the Dow Jones Industrial Average had lost all its 204 gains, that is 2004 gains, when U.S. stock markets closed on Wednesday, having dropped 160 points to 10,297. Folks, all I know is the dollar's been devalued now by 46%. Yes, it's gotten worse from where it was approximately 2 years ago. That's one reason you're paying more for gas. Your dollars aren't worth as much, people. And again, I have businessmen I talk to that I've known for years, and they go, well, why is it bad to have a low dollar? I mean, these are people with educations. They don't even know. It scares me because I'm not even that smart, and compared to a lot of people, I don't know what the population is smoking. Well, I guess it's what they're drinking, that fluoride, but very, very serious. But don't worry. The feds are on the job. They say they're going to investigate why the gas prices are high. They're going to have some oil execs from the White House, former oil execs, meet with seven big companies and ask them, are you colluding to raise prices? And, of course, they'll say, no, we're not, and everything will be okay. Again, Basque leader suspects Arab resistance, not ETA, for Madrid bombing. Back to the situation in Spain. The leader of the illegal Basque separatist party with links to terrorist group ETA has said that he believes the Madrid bomb explosions of this morning were the work of elements of Arab resistance. Arnold Otegi said the ETA always ran in warnings before attacks, which no such calls apparently being received prior to the railway attacks of earlier today. Yes, the modus operandi, the high number of victims and the way it was carried out make me think, and I have a hypothesis in mind that, yes, it may have been the operative cell from the Arab resistance. Again, always some shadowy Arab group doing the big events that helps the government. And you follow the Arab resistance, Al-Qaeda, any of these groups back, Hamas, it leads to MI5, Mossad, Shin Bet, CIA, FBI, and the German security forces as well. By the way, I saw it a few nights ago on just the end of it on HBO again. What is it, 7 days in November? I forget the name of it. It's about the Olympics and the kidnappers, the terrorist hostages, and you know all that and how they killed the terrorists at the airfield. Well, then when they captured some of the terrorists were threatening, other terrorists were threatening to bomb stuff in Germany, so Germany staged a fake hijacking as an excuse to give the terrorists back to their bosses. And they just calmly had the former head of the German secret police, what's it called, GSGQ or whatever, admitting that, oh, yeah, we staged that. I mean, just calmly, oh, we staged terror attacks. Oh, no big deal. I mean, I'm just wallowing through staged terror attacks by governments. And a major county in California, voters banned biotech crops and animals. And absolutely, we need to ban this, ladies and gentlemen. It is criminal to the max. It is dangerous. You're saying, well, wait a minute, it's freedom of science. Do I have freedom to put cyanide in your iced tea, to break in your house to put cyanide in your iced tea? No, I don't. Well, this is the equivalent, you know, Protegene with 96 open-air locations planting AIDS virus corn. Every time I say that, people don't believe me until they type it in the search engine. It's all over my website, Associated Press. Yes, it happened 2 years ago. And there's hundreds of such cases. I don't even cover these anymore. I'm so desensitized to them. And Mendocino County voters banned biotech crops, animals. Oh, and yeah, it's a bunch of lefties doing it, but uncontrolled lefties. And obviously they haven't gotten the Diebold machines yet, or this wouldn't have happened. It's good news. The county voters on Tuesday were the first in the nation to ban genetically engineered crops and animals. This is out of the Santa Rosa Press Democrat. By a margin of 50%, 56% to 44%, they approved Measure H, an initiative pushed by the county's organic farmers, and one that has far greater symbolic impact than practical effect, because such crops are not likely to be introduced in the county for years. Well, that's a joke. And by the way, it does have an impact. We're not talking about crossing two tomatoes or two zucchini or two eggplants, or developing a better hybrid strain of corn. And that we've been doing that for thousands of years. That's fine. That's what all the modern foods are, have been engineered. You know, like breeding a dog. I mean, you still haven't changed the basics of what they are. You've just done selective breeding. We're talking about cockroach genes in your favorite tomatoes, grasshopper genes in salmon, salmon genes in corn. We're talking human genes in pigs that we eat at the dinner table. I mean, this is out there, you know, goats that are part spider that create body armor out of their udders. I've had the military officers on. I've had the CEOs on of these companies, okay? Yes, that's real. They got part spider goats, okay? Yeah, it's 2004. I've had people walk up and go, hey, buddy, I used to believe you until I heard about the spider goats. There's no such thing as cross species. I had biology at UT. When were you in UT? 1969. Well, it's 2004, baby cakes. You need to get your head out of the sand. Anyways, so this all needs to be banned. And I mean, if they catch you doing it, you need to be executed. I mean, it's that dangerous. It could kill everybody, ladies and gentlemen. Some of the nation's largest agricultural interests spent more than $500,000 in a bid to defeat the measure, fearing that it could become a precedent for other counties. Don't worry, you got your voting machines going in. And that is likely to happen. Passage of Measure H is just the beginning. We're the first county, but the revolution is just starting. We need to get this posted on my website and have other cities pass it. Said Ellis Poopender, owner of Ukiah Organic Brew Pub, who spearheaded the campaign. Let me explain what Monsanto does. This is public. This has been in the mainstream news. They hire former FBI, former BATF, former Mounties up in Canada, and they just walk by your drainage ditches throwing genetically modified seeds into the ditch. I mean, they've been photoed doing this. This is admitted. Then when it takes, you know, a cycle for that to grow, blows pollen into your field, they then trespass on your property, grab 50 plants, and if they find in one plant any of their genetics, you've got records, you bought your seeds somewhere else or saved your seeds, ever bought from Monsanto, they do this to farmers that refuse to buy from them, then they sue you and take your land, and the courts are all owned by them. They literally have their own court in St. Louis, and they take over. So, I mean, it's sinister. They come plant it on you, it blows onto you, then they take your property because they own the judges. I mean, it's like a comic book, The Evil Scientist. My evil plants will take over all the others. I soon will control the entire biosphere of the earth. We have CEOs of these companies saying things just like that.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Record cold spells gripping the nation this winter. So much for global warming. Of course, hand in hand with record cold spells usually go record fuel bills for heating. But for thousands of people across the country, there's no record fuel bill. In fact, there's no bill at all. These people have discovered the magic of a warm workshop without the cost by burning waste oil with a waste oil heater kit from Harold Electric. We all enjoy having a comfortable shop in the winter months to work in. And a waste oil heater from Harold Electric can turn your waste oil from a liability into an incredibly efficient and economical way to heat your workshop. The waste oil heater burns clean. So clean, in fact, that there's absolutely no visible smoke while it's running. There's no expensive maintenance, and the waste oil heaters from Harold Electric are easy to operate. With heating costs skyrocketing in the past couple of years, adding a waste oil heater in your shop makes perfect sense. And with a waste oil heater kit you build yourself from Harold Electric, it's easy. To learn more, visit wasteoilheater.net. That's www.wasteoilheater.net or call 1-800-541-8910. Call Harold Electric today and work in comfort tomorrow.
We're going to have wide open phones today on any of the issues I'm raising or any item you want to talk about. But let me get back into these news articles first. You know, I've been talking a lot about the New York Daily News and other stories that have trying to find my KKK article that came out of Long Island with the guillotines and now the skull altars and some bizarre type of torture chamber. You know, the Christian conservatism of what Bush and all them are into. They do the same stuff in the tomb at Yale. And blowing this guy's head off. This Mason blew one of the initiates' head off. And then now there's been a bunch of other articles about it as new horrors start coming out. But the police, within an hour and a half of being there, it's a total accident. We're sure of it. They normally don't declare that for a few weeks. The grand jury looks at it. The DA looks at it. But, man, they seem to know in these cases. I say these cases because it seems to happen quite often, that it's all just an accident. Man hit by a stray bullet in KKK initiation ceremony. This is out of the Sydney Morning Herald. There's a lot of these articles we found, but it's covering the U.S. A bullet fired in the air, that doesn't happen. You don't fire a bullet in the air and then have it hit somebody even 50 yards from you. That thing, you know, goes out on a trajectory and falls a minimum of 600 yards away or so. Just the way the arc works. But so that shows that that's ridiculous. A bullet fired in the air during a Ku Klux Klan initiation ceremony came down and struck a participant in the head, critically injuring him, authorities said. By the way, it didn't strike one of the idiots standing around in the satanic regalia. It of course hit the initiate, the person being tortured. It just magically in these cases hits them, but it's always an accident. Gregory Allen Freeman, 45, was charged with aggravated assault and reckless endangerment in the incident that wounded Jeffrey Murr, 24, on Saturday night. About 10 people, including two children, had gathered for the white supremacist group ceremony. And it says the man who was being initiated was blindfolded, tied with a noose to a tree, and shot with paintball guns as Freeman fired a pistol into the air to provide the sound of real gunfire, Sheriff Ed Grable said. And it goes on, a bullet struck Murr on the top of the head and exited in the bottom of his skull, authorities said. Freeman fled the ceremony but was arrested near his home, authorities said. He was released on $7,500 bail. Wow. The other guy got a $2,000 bail. You know, he killed that guy. This guy, last time I saw, was in a coma. But just and there's other cases of this. Well, by the way, the University of California has Bohemian Grove photos released by the Grove. We ought to post these on the site. We've got links to them. Where it shows, 1920 Grove members do simulated hanging. And they're wearing Klan outfits, of course. But it's a Christian organization, according to them. There's a photo on the side of a Klan group dressed up like pirates with skull and bones symbols on next to a regular Grand Dragon-type outfit. I mean, it's all the same thing, folks. People say, well, why is masonry so similar to Skull and Bones? Why is Skull and Bones so similar to the Ku Klux Klan? Or, well, wait a minute, the Ku Klux Klan are a bunch of toothless hillbillies. Well, no, the Klan was governors and officials, and it was formed out of Knights of the Secret Circle, or you know it as the Illuminati, by Albert Pike, who was the Confederate general and one of the head guys, and the Supreme Grand Mason. And Jesse Jackson doesn't want his statue down in D.C., by the way. You're a real-life Nazi, real-life piece of garbage. You're not to be Margaret Sanger giving awards to Hitler, getting awards. You're love. You're a real-life Arnold Schwarzenegger campaigning for Nazis. You get ADL and Simon Wiesenthal awards. And we've covered that here on the broadcast. Very interesting. But if you're not a Nazi, you get accused of being one. That's the special little system. And, of course, all the Nazi flags and the Adolf Hitler silverware at Skull and Bones. And pretty serious stuff. So what do you think about that? They just magically we found other cases of this, blowing people's heads off in Masonic rituals. And it says to create an atmosphere of fear and apprehension. I mean, they make you think that they're killing you. And that's just some of the little mid-level rituals there. It gets a lot more fun. But, again, it's a Christian organization. Shouldn't criticize it. And a lot of your police and judges are in it, of course. By the way, I had a great-great uncle who I got to meet. He died when I was like five. And he was my dad's great uncle. But they were like best friends. Took him fishing, hunting, all that. Grew up next door to him. And he told my dad not to join the Masons. He was a high-level Mason. And he admitted to my dad that, when he worked kind of for the German mafia down in Houston, he'd kill people. And he could get caught and walk in, flash a sign at the judge. Man, you were just, boom, out of there. License to kill, baby.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
you've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Do you hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days?
Pollution, pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like?
Allergies,
asthma.
Probably not.
Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times.
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, Rob, you're so funny.
They go
curtains.
Into you, into your children.
Their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure ear system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier.
888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at puritech.com.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm not trying to besmirch the memory of my great-great uncle who gave my dad a 243 Savage lever-action rifle that I have and love and that I've shot about 50 deer with. But the point is that he ran during Prohibition bars. And people would try to rob you, and there were other gangs and folks. And a couple times he had to, you know, when they had gun battles down in Houston, and he would just go before the judge and flash the Masonic sign, and the judge would instantly dismiss the case. Now, arguably, according to the Masonic rules, if he wasn't justified in killing the people he killed, and then he flashed that sign, and the Masons found out that he was lying, that he was in distress and had to do it, they would slit his throat and give him a Columbia necktie. But you can see how this type of atmosphere can be massively abused. And most of the mid-level and low-level Masons are not bad people. But when you get up to high levels, it is satanic. It is occultic. And, you know, guillotines, skull altars, coffins. They believe Lucifer's God. I mean, that's the facts. That's the Supreme Grand Mason. Albert Pike wrote that. So I have a copy of his book published by him. You know, it's like the German Chancellor, Men in Powers. He wrote the book. It's not the Washington Times or Sacramento Bee saying that they do rituals, satanic rituals at Bohemian Grove. It's the German Chancellor. So all we do is cover the facts here on this show. And You know, it's just amazing to see all of this happening. Now, I know we got loaded phone lines. I got a bunch of other news here. Bush Kerry belonged to Yale's elite secret society. Big article on that. More articles coming out. Guns and Guillotines, New York Post, about the Mason death cult. Another one, Bush's Skull and Bones sleepovers. MSNBC just came out today. I remember criticizing Bill Clinton for renting out White House rooms, for $100,000 a night. Well, Bush doesn't rent them out. He has Skull and Bones sleepovers. In fact, the first party he had at the White House, nobody was allowed there but Skull and Bones members, and they've got the FEC chairman, and all of them are Skull and Bones. It's pretty sick, folks. But fundraisers and campaign donors aren't the only ones who've been sleeping over at the White House lately. So are some of George W. Bush's buddies from his Skull and Bones days. The administration yesterday released the official list of guests who stayed overnight at the White House between June 2002 and December 2003, and among the names are at least three members of Skull and Bones, the secret society that Bush belonged to at Yale. And it gets off into that. So you can go read the rest of that at the website. Well, you know the websites, don't you? Sitting here, I had a piece of paper with a list of callers who I'm supposed to go to and what order. And then now suddenly, very, very good. You know, they gave me a computer hooked up to Minnesota where they can type out the names of who my callers are, but I never used that system. I just have them tell me the names and where they're calling from. So I'll find that in a minute. We'll go to your calls here. but I was about to cover some more news anyway. This is out of ABC News, and it says, black market in nuke trade. U.S. knew of Pakistan nuclear dealings for at least 7 years. Now, in 2001, I had Greg Palestine, who had written articles about how Bush signed W199I, blocking going after al-Qaeda domestically, blocking going after Pakistan proliferating nuclear weapons. I mean, it was admitted. We have the document. The FBI people have come forward. But total news blackout, neocons on the radio, people that claim they're exposing the New World Order, said, I'm a liar, it doesn't exist, it's not true, when it was public. I had like 9 different mainstream articles all reporting it on the site, and still say, not true, not true. Well, here it is. Black market nuke trade, U.S. knew of Pakistan nuclear dealings for at least 7 years. It says the United States has knowledge of a network of black market nuclear proliferation from Pakistan to countries accused of supporting terrorists for at least 7 years before it was publicly exposed. ABC News has learned. Oh, you learned it. What U.S., British, and U.N. investigators found was that a company in Pakistan was prepared to sell everything needed to make a nuclear bomb, plans, equipment, and fuel for $50 million, with no questions asked about how it might be used. And this is our little darling. Notice our little friends are always the real terrorists. So that's certainly quite interesting. Here's another one. This is from the Online News Journal. Cheney helped cover up Pakistani nuclear proliferation in 89 so U.S. could sell country fighter jets. Gets into that. Again, that's just some of the news. Who's up first here, Stephanie? Danny in Tennessee. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex.
Hello.
I wanted to call and let you know if you had heard about H.R. 3717 that the House is voting on today.
Yeah, that's that gun control bill.
Well, there's another one. This one that they're doing right here is a bill about the radio, and it's called...
I got it confused. The number's similar to the gun bill.
Yeah, this one's called...
Yeah, the FCC wants all these new powers, and it's not going to be to go after Howard Stern and others. It'll be to go after shows like this.
Right, exactly. And I've read through the bill and sent you the actual bill. It's called the Broadcast Decency Enforcement Act.
Yeah, I haven't read it. What's it say?
Oh, it's insane. Basically, like, let's say you're on the air and you say something that's labeled as hate speech or anti-government or anti-Luciferian. The talk show host can be fined up to $500,000.
Well, wait, it doesn't say anti-New World Order.
No, I don't believe
it. Because I was on a radio show this morning and they had it and they were reading. If you just imply something sexual, they can go after you. But, of course, it's all going to be selectively enforced.
Right.
And so if you describe, and I have heard Christian shows talk about this, some of the suffering, if you describe abortion or you, and again, it'll all be selectively enforced. But look, overall, this is a diversion from the FCC allowing consolidation. They were under a lot of heat, and then suddenly, despite all the profanity and all the sex and all the, you know, men in bed together during the family hour on ABC, and despite all this, suddenly they got angry when they were under the gun. So really, it's just a big distraction.
Yeah, it's just insane. And also wanted to tell you, you were talking about masonry. My grandfather was a 33rd degree Mason, and he was a Luciferian until he became saved. And we used to sit and have long, long talks about it. And when I was a kid, before he became a pastor, he used to take me to the Masonic temples, and I used to see him sacrificing goats, and it was just insane. And my father,
For those that just joined us, tell us about the loving rituals.
I was probably 4 or 5 when I went, and I would just remember them going, and, you know, they would worship, like, Jabal El, and I would always ask my grandfather, I'd say, what in the world is this? And, you know, he finally sat me down and explained to me that the big secret of masonry, that it was Satan worship. And, of course, the lower people, you know, they had no idea what was going on. It was just the upper initiate. And my father was also a 33rd degree Mason. And when he really found out what was going on, he started exposing them. And my father wound up committing suicide when he was 33. I don't know if he committed suicide or if they killed him or not. But,
they say that's why the group was banned in the U.S. because they murdered a famous war veteran who was high level and went public. Because when he got initiated, what they do is they have you write essays about, you know, would you do something criminal for the greater good? Would you cut your wife's head off if ordered to? And if you say yes, they go, you understand the power. But if you say no, they go, you're the type we want. You'll stay right here. Thank you. Some people answer those questionnaires, then get deeper into it and are like, hey, man, I don't want to worship Baphomet. He's of the horn gods, actually, Jesus' friend. Don't you want to be part of it? And listen, I mean, here's the New York Post. Here's all these articles, guillotine, skull altars, shooting the guy in the head. Now, imagine, this is going on all over the place. Imagine if you or I tried to get a place, looks like a mausoleum, and do this kind of stuff. If we weren't Masons, man, we'd have police raids on us.
Oh, yeah, they'd throw us
But because
jail.
They're doing it, oh, it's no big deal.
People say, oh, they've got children's burn centers. They can't be bad. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's there in Tennessee. And ask yourselves, what a great tax write-off. And how many burned children are there really, folks? You know, that's a big question. Thank you for the call. And again, you know, most Masons are not bad. Almost all those that died at the Alamo were Masons. Okay? I mean, the Lone Star State people, this state was founded by Masons. I mean, you didn't own land and get into elected office unless you're a Mason. And a lot of my family are Masons. I mean, I got family that are, you know, great, good people, do anything for you, salt of the earth. But they were given the questionnaires and didn't answer them properly, so they stay mid-level. But you go up to that 33rd degree or above it. Oh, yeah, there's 360 degrees, which, again, most Masons don't even know about. You go above that degree, it is flat-out devil worship. I mean, on your knees. And some New Ager will email me and say, well, actually, you know, we don't believe in the devil. And the angel of light is good. You're just in this Christian paradigm and don't understand it. Okay, let's talk to Chris in Tennessee. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hello.
First-time caller. A friend introduced me to you, and I got two quick questions. I started telling people at work about you and your program and what you've been revealing and stuff, and a person said I ought to be taken to a field and shot. I was just wondering what you was thinking about that. Are you
I mean, you got Michael Savage saying anybody that disagrees with the government should be put in a forced labor camp. You got senators calling for it. You got the governor trying to pass it in Rhode Island. I mean, if you disagree with the government, you're arrested. But they are the minority, and they think America is criticize the government. You're put in a camp or killed. When I'm on talk shows, and that one call out of 30 calls in to disagree, they almost always say, "I want to kill you. I know the camps are real. You know, I'm a special forces officer. We're going to kill people like you. Or I'm a jail guard. We're going to get you. And then 10 more military call in and go, he's a sicko. We're against him. Or I'm a jail guard and it's wrong what's happening. But, yeah, there are these psychopaths that deep down are scared, so they join the evil thinking it'll keep them safe. And so you said, yeah, Mr. Jones talks about, you know, how the government's behind this or that. And they just said, well, they said you should be taken out in the field and shot, huh?
Yeah.
So what did you say back to him?
I said, why don't you call in? Why don't you go to his website? Why don't you search for yourself? And his friend was nice enough to show me your website and, you know, documents that you've been...
But, I mean, did you say, that's not very nice thing, I should be killed?
Well, I said, well, you don't like it, go somewhere else. This is America.
Exactly. Well, I mean, what did you say to this individual to get him to that point of saying that?
I told this person that my friend had this 911 tape of yours and that he should watch it and that how the government was behind it. And he said that I was speaking out against our government and that I should be shot. I was a commie.
Oh, a commie. By the way, there is a great editorial cartoon, and thanks for the call, sir. Keep it up. That fruitcake's in the minority. And anybody that's that twisted is a weakling, so don't worry about them. Continuing, there's a great little editorial cartoon on PrisonPlanet.com, and it's Bush sitting there with a bucket of pretzels, you know, in a Hollywood director's chair with lights behind him, with his legs crossed, with Karl Rove, the White House cheap spin meister behind him, and there's the rubble of 9/11, the World Trade Center, and there's families out there with big banners saying, you know, the government carried out 9/11, and you know, Bush is saying, oh, you know, get these people out of here, they're getting in the way of my campaign commercial. So, I mean, by the way, any day you go out there now, there's people with big banners saying the government did it, you know, Bush is in with Bin Laden, and the cops come up and threaten to arrest you in America on the public sidewalk and kick you out of there, and anybody else is allowed out there. And most of the victims' families believe the government's behind it now. Most of them. Did you know that? Yeah, and we've had a lot of the people on. But, again, you never really hear about it on the nightly news. So, again, I guess all those victims, all those firefighters' families are bad too, huh? I guess they should be taken out in the field and shot because they know Hitler blew up the Reichstag, because they know the U.S. government document Northwood's called for the attacks. Let's talk to Jay in Colorado. Jay, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to call about a documentary I saw about North Korea. I wasn't sure if you saw it. The pictures from inside North Korea, videotape, the guy who took the pictures after getting arrested a few times. He's been in and out of the country received awards and stuff for the picture.
What's his name?
Oh, I couldn't. Is it North
Korea? Because I had a bunch of those doctors and people on.
And this was
this is the guy that went in the death camps where they stomped the baby's brains out?
No, this is a like a North Korean refugee that has been going back in, sneaking back in and out with photos of the kids walking around city streets, starving.
Well, Vanity Fair admitted that they were selling human body parts, beef jerky baby parts, years ago in the city center.
Well, they said that in the marketplaces, he was talking to a lot of the refugees, a lot of them kids, which was even more disturbing, about how they're so hungry that they just take to eating the people who die first in the villages. But more than that, people are passing off human flesh as pork.
Well, there's land everywhere, South Korea's, you know, great education, factories, jobs, beautiful parks, huge shopping malls,
yeah,
and then north of them, absolute, complete cesspool. And America and the world is going towards the North Korean model because a tiny elite, there was a German doctor we had on who was, you know, over there for years, won their highest award, gave his own skin to somebody, and his driver got hit by a car, so he went into these glistening, better CAT scans than we've got. And, you know, he saw the lavish, you know, Colby-massaged steaks and, you know, huge, you know, pleasure buildings and just, oh, everything for the, elite. And see, that's the lesson. The elite don't care about us living well. They want us down on our knees groveling. That's their mode of control. That's feudalism.
Well, one of the more disturbing parts was all the cities, including Pyongyang. The guy who was doing the documentary was meeting up with that Korean guy. The other guy was a British citizen who was posing as a tourist. But he was really doing a documentary
yes.
about it. And he was meeting up on the China border with that North Korean guy.
Yes.
He never met up with him. Later on, he found out he was he ended up sneaking out months later or whatever. But Pyongyang was empty. Empty. No cars, no nothing. Huge city. It's beautiful. I mean, statues, huge skyscrapers. They stayed in a 60-story hotel. The guy said it was almost empty. Not a person in it. And no traffic, no people walking around. It's a ghost town. And then when he was traveling around the city, when he left Pyongyang for China, he said he was going up to China. Along the way, he wasn't not supposed to have a camera in that country. And all the cities he's seen, the factories, dead, nothing. Not a person there except for some military he saw one time training, doing Taekwondo.
Well, their military's keeping the homeland safe. Hey, they got troops on the street in North Korea. We need troops here, man. We need to be like them. And Lord Bush is bringing it home. We need to turn our guns in so the government can keep us safe. Our stun guns, too. The police want them.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus 4 of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Yeah, in North Korea, they got cameras on the street corners, they got troops on the streets, they carry ID cards, and, well, we do here now. Of course, their cops aren't as scary. They're wearing old 50s-style Soviet uniforms here. It's the black ski mask and Jolly Roger flying from black APCs and giant automakers coming out with urban suppression vehicles with huge microwave guns mounted on them. A lot slicker here in America. We're better fed, you know, than the poor North Koreans, millions of which have been starved, because the government only lets them grow opium, grow poppies. But before we go back to Alan and Bill and Howard and Martin and Kevin and everybody else and just tons of other key news, I do want all of you to cease the procrastination and to take action now, my friends, to take action and to get my videos that are hardcore, that are waking people up, that are waking up 90% of those that see them. We have no excuse. This is a tool that works. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, both those film covers cover 9/11 and the government-sponsored terror, so important. My book, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny, also covers it in different aspects of it, because it's a wide range of evidence of their murderous activities. Need to get it, need to expose them, need to shatter people's false political spectrums. Now, needs to happen, my friends. Get the videos, make copies, air them on Access TV, get them out to opinion makers in your area, talk show hosts, your pastor. Go to Infowars.com via our secure online shopping cart, or PrisonPlanet.com, and get my book, get Paul Watson's book, get Eric Huffman's book or video about 9/11. We got the three police state videos. We've got the occult video, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. We've got another occult book, which is very amazing, Bloodlines of the Illuminati, over 700 pages. You need to go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Again, that's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 787-04. Don't procrastinate. The videos are all over 3 hours long. $25.95 if you order one of them. Get three or more. They're $20. My book's $12, and just a lot of different items there, and it all spreads the word. Let's go ahead now and talk to Bill in Ohio.
Let's pull these over some there.
Okay, we're going to put Bill on hold. And then we're going to go to Alan in Texas. Alan, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I haven't been with you in a few days. Just found the new frequency on the shortwave. But I got an email yesterday on the Supreme Court's gag rule on the U.S. about saying anything about Bush on TV while they're doing these caucuses. Have you heard this yet?
No, I'm in the dark.
Okay, beginning 30 days after the first primary or caucus, December 14, 2003, Section 203 of McCain-Feingold will criminalize broadcast.
Oh, yeah, of course I knew about that.
Broadcast references to the president. It'll be a crime for a union, corporation, or incorporated nonprofit to pay to broadcast any reference to the president by name, photograph, drawing, or unambiguous.
Yeah, but then they get to run all their ads. And, again, it is incumbent protection. Bush signed it. Supreme Court, a Republican appointed, did it. And this is the new America.
Right.
60 days before an election, and now they're saying maybe longer, I can't have Larry Pratt on.
Yeah, and they say this is the irony here, is Bush's probe evokes tremendous irony given that his own 9/11 body parts ad provides some of the tackiest moments in the history of television. So he can abuse that kind of stuff, but we can't come out there with the truth. It's illegal now.
Bush saved you. He's got leadership.
Right, yeah.
Ted Bundy helps women.
I was
Ted Bundy for president. Hi, I'm Ted Bundy. I saved a lot of women. Hi.
Yeah, I don't know where this is going. It's now that we have.
Where else do you see one of the engineers of the killing up there standing on top of the dead body saving us?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Just strong arm standing next to you, telling you that what you're saying is illegal. Go to the free speech zone, please.
It's freedom, like North Korea.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.